Al Jazeera Podcasts.
Prosecutors from the International Criminal Court are reportedly interviewing staff from two hospitals in the Gaza Strip. That's after the discovery of mass graves on the grounds of two facilities. Hundreds of bodies were recovered from three mass graves on the grounds of the Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis this month. The remains of dozens more people were exhumed at the Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza City after an Israeli siege of the facility. Both hospitals were left badly damaged and out of service after Israeli troops withdrew. In other developments, the UN's top court is set to rule on a request for Germany to halt military aid to Israel. The case was filed by Nicaragua, which argues that Berlin is failing to prevent genocide or uphold international humanitarian law. It's the latest case involving Israel before the International Court of Justice. South Africa approached the court in December, accusing Israel of committing genocide. And then the US has found five Israeli military units responsible for gross human rights violations in the occupied West Bank. This is the first time Washington has reached such a conclusion. Now, these incidents took place before the war on Gaza in October. Despite the findings, the State Department said the units have not been sanctioned. Patty Culhane explains.
For weeks, we've been waiting for the U.S. State Department to announce the results of its investigation into whether certain units in Israel's defense forces committed gross violations of human rights. The reason is the Secretary of State himself, Antony Blinken, said earlier this month that he had made the determination. Now, this is important because if it is found that these certain units violated human rights, there's laws inside the United States that says no U.S. military aid can go to those units. Well, we now know it's unlikely to happen.
Well, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in the region. He's heading to Jordan and Israel. This in the latest diplomatic push for ceasefire talks to begin again on Gaza. Now, this follows meetings with regional leaders in Saudi Arabia on Monday. This is Blinken's seventh visit to the Middle East since the war began. He's saying that there is a new proposal that has been put to Hamas, and of course he's urging the group to accept it.
On the Inside Story podcast, we examined the possibility of the International Criminal Court issuing arrest warrants against Israel's prime minister and senior Israeli officials. What will it mean for the country? Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.